Blog Talk Radio.
There's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. Where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple old man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put a end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. A 9 for 9 and a 2 for 2. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. The way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
He's missing on this Tuesday night. It's a balmy 98, and the winds are calm, and I think everything else is calming down, but we'll talk about that here in a little bit. Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother? You got surviving over there in Texas?
It's hot as a thrust fuck box down here, buddy. It was 90 degrees. It was 90 degrees at 11:30 this morning with the feel-like temperature with the humidity of 100 degrees.
Well, I was shocked this morning. It was freezing cold because we had the high winds last night and brought the wind chill down some. I had to turn my furnace on.
Well, my buddy in Colorado said they had to postpone a trip. They were going to go camping in the hills or something, and he said they were getting snow there.
Yeah, I saw that on the news and everything. I know I'm planning a little camping trip myself up in Hamas Springs, and I'm kind of iffing about it. So there we go. But hey, I tell you what, there's a lot of stories coming out and things are starting to unravel, like always. And did you read the article I sent you just now about Floyd?
No, I didn't get to read it, man. I was finishing up some paperwork, but I caught the headline on it. That doesn't surprise me any at all.
I was, to show up at your own funeral. I read it. I read the headlines. I read the whole thing and everything. And it's been said that he's been spotted at his, you know, at these funerals and stuff. And that's not surprising. And he is a high crisis actor. I've got to researching, digging deeper into that. And he's been used numerous times. And same thing with his police officer. You know who the police officer actually is that was in there in that video?
He's some crisis actor and did a gig on some reality show. Cash Cab.
Yep, Cash Cab. I dig into that. Those photos match.
They do.
But the other guy don't match.
What do you think about Antifa taking over the Seattle Police Department and putting up their autonomous zones, just like ISIS
and stuff, everywhere
they settle in, huh?
I didn't hear about that one. Talk about that. Hey, Virgil, how you doing, brother?
All right. How y'all doing tonight?
Good. But no, I haven't. I saw the story on it, and I got a buddy who lives up there, and I called him to get, you know, solid eyes on confirmation. I haven't been able to do that yet, but there's definitely an article circulating that claims that. An article, not a meme.
Wow. Well, I wouldn't put it past the people to do that, and I've been known to do that and everything. Well, you know, Trump, I swear the president listens to our show because we were talking last night about the old man that was being shoved. And now Trump's thinking right along the same line as we are. And he makes tweets about it and everything. And I'm like, are you listening to our show or what?
Yeah.
And everything. So, but
well,
there is,
you know,
I mean,
you know, you want to put the blame on Antifa. Okay, let me give you an example. If Russell wanted to buy him a piece of property, move a ramshack house on it, turn it into Gunny's midget strip joint, casino, and moonshine steal, and the law around and the county sheriff around there says, "Fuck it, he ain't, you know, it ain't my concern. Let him go ahead and do it." You know, you don't put the blame on the motherfuckers that's doing it. You put the blame on the motherfuckers that's letting them do it.
Exactly.
And Virgil, I really don't appreciate you giving out my retirement plans on the radio show.
I tell you what, brother,
it's getting to the fucking point. Well, I'm fixing to sell what I can sell and burn what I can burn for the insurance, and I'm fixing to move my ass to fucking South Dakota because that's the only fucking state that I see that's got any fucking sense.
Right.
I
know.
I guarantee it is.
I was telling my roommate that same thing this morning. I go, I'm thinking about moving my ass to South Dakota.
You know?
It's this story, you know, like I said, it's circulating. I've seen it on a couple of different news sites, but I haven't been able to confirm it yet. But if this is true, we're a lot closer to everything coming unraveling than we think we are. If they're allowed this kind of shit to go on, there's something way, way fucking out of sync.
Right.
Well, I saw a very amusing and inspiring video of some of these peaceful protesters tearing up a white SUV. And apparently the operator of that white SUV said, enough of this shit. And he got out. You can clearly hear it's a rifle. And within 10 shots, 1,000 protesters damn near trampled each other to death getting the fuck out of his way.
That's how you do it.
Exactly.
You know, that's how you do it. But here's something I wanted to talk about, because I did some researching about the United Nations and stuff, what they can do and can't do. A lot of people are freaking out about it, and here's the thing, everybody, is that President Trump, they have to have permission to do anything in the United States through the president. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that's all fine and dandy. All right, you want to put an end to this shit? You want to put an end to this shit? All right, you know what the key is? The key is law enforcement. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Every fucking swinging dick and every split tail and every law enforcement agency in the United States needs to walk off the job. Okay? Let's
some
see how y'all handle this. You know, but it needs
lower.
To be, it needs to be a movement just like this. Okay?
Yep.
And let me tell you something. When the average citizen has to go fending for himself, when 911 is no longer in existence, well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to defund the police departments, okay? But they're going to have to come up with extra funding for waste management to pick up all these dead bodies.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, but who's going to carry out the red flag law for them?
You know, I mean, I don't see that those red flag laws getting enforced now. There's several videos of some militants. You know, they want to holler about the
chokeholds, this and that. Well, I saw them too, Russell. I saw them too.
And they want to holler about, they want to call the police for store owners getting on their roofs with AR-15s and AKs and protecting their business, saying, oh, well, that's illegal, that's illegal, that's illegal. It's not illegal to protect your property. It's not illegal. It's illegal for you to go and burn down and loot somebody's property.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Well, you know where that's going, Virgo. I mean, they want the criminals to be the hero, the people that's protecting your rights to be the criminals. Am I wrong?
Oh well, it's just like that. You know, they want to criticize Trump for standing in front of the church with a Bible for a photo op. Then these people go to putting these fucking multicolored dashiki rags around their head and neck and kneeling in the halls of Congress and all of this. Behind this for a photo op. You know, the way I see it is this. Nancy Pelosi and them just should have put on some Afro wigs and passed around a bottle of Red Label Thunderbird. You know, that would have been less fucking insulting to the black community.
Right. Right. It just amazes me. I'm amazed with that. Man, I'm dumbfounded, to be honest with you, because it's like the blacks are crying, yelling and screaming, but look how the Democrats are treating them.
Well, the thing is, that I mean, that is absolutely the worst pandering I think I've ever seen in my entirety. And you know they don't mean a fucking word of it. Yet these people just eat that shit up, man. And it's like, my God, you know, I'm about on the same page as Virgil. I'm about to say fuck it. And I can work anywhere. I think I'm going to look at moving my ass to South Dakota, man. I've had all this bullshit I can take.
Right. I'm at the same boat, brother. I'm at the same boat. And the only thing keeping me here is my daughter that's special needs, you know, and I'm the only driver that, you know, drives where she needs to go. So, but other than that, I have to be, I would have been gone already a long time ago, you know. And I'm still thinking about it.
I mean, every one of these protests have gone from George Floyd to capitalism is racism, you know, this here. And, I mean, it's just all gone to the socialist agenda gathering. And they actually, the numbers of people that are sitting there and just sucking this up is amazing. It's not surprising. It's not surprising, you know. I mean, they fell for the Kung Flu virus, you know, and walking around with masks on and this, that, and the other, and hoarding toilet paper and everything else and this, that, and the other. And it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, the entire society that we knew as the American people have just been totally brainwashed beyond belief.
Beyond belief. Well,
this is beyond, I mean, I didn't think I'd ever see it. This is beyond Charles Manson, Jim Jones, and every other religious cult leader that has ever come around. I mean, this is phenomenal. I wish we could do this in the Patriot movement. I wish we could do this in the militia movement.
Yeah.
We put an end to this shit right quick, fast, and in a fucking hurry.
Right, but they won't, Virgil. I was thinking that last night. How come our people won't get up and raise like these people are doing? And they are not doing it. My doctor, who's actually a Democrat today, I talked to him today, he went out and ran. He said, you know, this coronavirus thing is nothing but a big damn hoax. He goes, me speaking out as a doctor, and I can treat it. He says, all this is for Medicaid fraud, for kickbacks and stuff. And he says, I'm even discussing what's going on. He goes, and I'm a Democrat. I go, I know that, doctor. I know that, Dr. Roland. I go, I know that. Well, he went off. And he says, I'm being honest. You know, that's from Democrat.
And, it's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable what people, you know, and we always, and you know, they want to gripe, piss, and moan about it. But when you say, okay, let's go down there, and if they start a bunch of bullshit, if they start ransacking cars, they start burning businesses and everything, let's go down there and let's mag dump their ass. Oh, well, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go to jail. I have a family. I don't want to go to jail. I want to lose everything I got. You know, it all becomes an excuse.
Well, you know,
this is very small handful,
dude. We talked about that on the show before, man. And you know, our forefathers—they put their fortune, their lives, their families, everything they owned, everything they were—they would have been hung for treason had they not been successful. And that's the kind of dedication it takes to be a free country. And brother, I don't see that fucking anywhere right now in this country. I mean, it's
few either.
And far between.
It's just sad. It's just saying, you know, R.I.P. America. You were once the power of the earth. Now you ain't shit.
Yep. All because
y'all fell for the biggest lie ever told. The rest of us are just sitting here watching, laughing at y'all because you know.
I mean, even the people in the village. Even the people in the village caught on the third time the little boy cried wolf. You know, finally they caught on. You know, how many times are these people going to cry wolf before all of these other stupid motherfuckers catch on?
Right.
Goddamn.
I've said this before, guys.
They are too blind to see, and we've covered this from end to end. And I'm not going to go back into it, but I'm going to throw it up there back on top of the box. None of this shit existed before Barack Hussein Obama. All right? There was no Black Lives Matter. There was no Antifa. There was none of these cop ambush and killings and all that kind of stuff. That man was brought in here, and somebody needs to tell me why. Right now, his records haven't been unsealed. Why? President Trump, Attorney General Barr, what the fuck, over?
Well, when you don't have any records in existence, it's kind of hard to expose them, Russell. I mean,
well, no,
they're not.
No, he spent millions and millions of our taxpayers' dollars to keep that shit sealed, man.
Yeah.
There's something there that he doesn't want to get out.
That shit got shredded and used for packing at Amazon. It got used for package packing at Amazon. I guarantee you. They're not that stupid.
And those 1,000 rolls of toilet paper that everybody bought up. I remember the
He was definitely the Manchurian candidate. He was definitely the Manchurian candidate. And I got to give credit where credit is due. They were successful. They
very
were successful.
Successful.
They set out to do what they wanted to do, and they did it.
Yes, sir. Yep.
It was like you said last night, Virgil. They was handed a golden opportunity.
Well, they wasn't handed a golden opportunity. The more I look into that, the more that is staged. I don't believe this so-called AKA George Floyd is dead. I don't believe it at all. I think this was staged. The more and more you look, that was state troopers that loaded him into the ambulance. Those were not EMTs or first responders. The picture of the officer that they have so-called under arrest, I don't think any of them's in jail, is totally a different person than what than the person that the cop that knelt on the neck.
Do you remember the Cab Cast show?
And
the officer showed the Cab Cast? Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, to me, this looks like another Sandy Hook staged event. It looks like another Las Vegas. It looks like another Boston bombing. You know, it's not adding up. You know, just like the COVID-19 numbers, it's not adding up. It's not adding up. And what is it going to take for people to fucking realize this? When is it going to take enough to be enough?
That's like I said, and I was going to say this a while ago, guys, is that people like that are waiting for people like us to go out there and do the dirty work. That's what they're waiting on. That's the way. If they want to, they're going to cry and grind. They need to be the ones to get out there and do it. They're waiting on for people like us.
I've got an individual now. I've got an individual now. Gave me a message. Call me at 6:30. I need to talk to you about something. Oh man, I need a rifle. I need a build or a buy. You know, whatever you got. And I got to explain again. You know, the rifles that I build, I cannot sell. They're unserialized. I cannot sell them. You know, now when the shit kicks off, you know, if I got to supply some people that I trust with them, so be it. But, you know, and I keep telling everybody, you know, I've got supplies for me and mine. I mean, I cannot free hand out everything that I have and have nothing. I mean, And I'll tell them, I said, y'all have been warned. I've been warning y'all for years, and y'all have called me every kind of crazy motherfucker in the world, you know, that I need help, I need to go see somebody and all of this, I'm paranoid and all of this. And everything I told y'all is coming about. I said, y'all need to just give me the name of Prophet, you know, because, everything I told y'all has come to pass, and it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I've been told the same exact thing. You're crazy. You're nuts. You don't know what you're talking about. You know, and this came from one of my close friends. I go, well, what do you think now? Well, you're all right. You were spot on. Exactly like it's going down. I go, well, I told you so, didn't I? I go, now he's a crazy person.
Well, you know, the thing is, well, And I've had similar experiences of what Virgil's talking about on a pretty regular basis, you know. And I find it hard to give a fuck what these people think I want.
Right.
I really do.
I laughed at him, Russell. I'm like, I told you, that's all I can get, all I can do for you. The rest is up to you. That's what I tell them.
I mean, they've been told, they've been warned, and, you know, if it turns out this thing in Seattle is true, that's going to really show how fast things are deteriorating. That means the governor's done nothing. That means the governor's done nothing to kick them out of there. They're being allowed to do this shit in these Democrat states, which we've seen the last 2 weeks plenty of. But I don't think like Virgil was saying earlier, defund the police. These people are so incredibly, I don't know if it's stupid, ignorant, or they're just in denial, but they have no idea how ugly something like this would get. Virgil can tell you.
That's what they need to find out.
That's not what they need to find out, Joseph. That's what I'm talking about, man. These people waving these flags. Virgil can tell you, man, he runs the road. At any given time, there's 3, maybe 4 days worth of food on the shelf at the grocery store. Is that correct, Virgil?
Yep, roughly about 3.5 to 4 days of food is left. I mean, we've gone through this. We went through this 2 months ago. Sold out of this, sold out of that. You know.
Oh.
Okay.
Once you shut
the police down, and they go to hijacking trucks and doing this and doing that and burning businesses and rioting and robbing and all of this, well, guess what you got? You got nothing. You got nothing. So you got to come to people like me who have Four Patriot Supply, who have food, who have ammunition, who have weapons, and you got to beg me, oh, please, 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 I don't have anything to feed my kids and all this. Well, let me tell you what, you call me a cold-hearted motherfucker right now. You were warned. You were warned.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, check this out. I went to the store yesterday at Smith, went shopping. The prices on food is so sky high. You get like a regular case of Coke, like a 12 can of Coke for like $6, right? You know how much it is now? $25.
Well, that's yours. That's your state with your high ass fucking sales tax and your immigrant taxes and all of that kind of shit.
Hamburger meat.
You know,
oh my God.
Now we have gone up on prices here in Louisiana, but it ain't that bad. It's not that
it
bad at
here.
All.
I went to Costco the other day. I bought it was 4 steaks, a little over 5 pounds, sirloin. I'm sorry, ribeyes. I paid $48 and some change for those. I bought six and a half pounds of hamburger for $18. And I bought the pork chop I love over there. They're good half, 3/4 inch thick. Oh man, that's good shit. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what the weight on it was. That's like, that was like $15-16. And, that was 5 or 6 meals. There were 10 or 12 of those big ass pork chops in there. So it depends on where you live. Every Democrat state are the fucking worst. Look at California. Look at New York. Look at Illinois. You know, these people keep reelecting these idiots, man. You know, and you got nobody to blame but your damn self. You know, when it gets bad like that, if you came out and voted, it was time to move and let it have the fucking place.
Right, well, that's what I tried to tell y'all. You know, in California, y'all were trying to say during the fires that, you know, oh, well, this place caught on fire, but look around it. There's nothing burned. You see, just like the George Floyd opportunity, people in California saw their opportunity to get out. So you know what? The reason they caught on fire and nothing caught on fire around them, they set that shit on fire for the insurance money to get the fuck out of there. And they did the smart thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the property values, you cannot sell your home in California. You cannot sell your home in California because nobody can afford to buy your property. Nobody can afford the property taxes. I mean, you have people that have to pay, that live along that coastline in California, $50,000-$75,000 a year property tax. You know, you're talking about $10,000, $8,000 to $10,000 a year, just for a three to five bedroom home, out in the middle of nowhere in El Segundo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, the taxes out there are just unbelievable.
Oh, they tax you to death over there. You know, my cousin was telling me it's so bad there that they can't even leave. They want to leave. They can't afford to.
If you take your family of four to a McDonald's in California, you will spend just as much as me taking my wife, my niece, and my nephew, and I mean her husband, to Texas Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Definitely. You know, I remember years ago, Virgil, that one time we were coming through, I believe it was Bakersfield, and ran out of smoke, so we stopped at the store and bought a pack of smoke. This is like 15 years ago. Half the smoke then, one pack, $30. I'm like, what the hell? You know, for a pack of Marlboro. I was like, shit, I'll wait till I get home. You know, I get them cheaper at the reservation. I was, shit, $30 for a pack of smoke. Even back then it was high, you know.
But all of these cities this shit is happening in, you know, even down here, New Orleans and Baton Rouge, you know, they tried to block off Segan Lane between I-10 and 190. They tried to block that off, but Sheriff Sid Gotro called his boys in there, and they pretty much saw that was a bad idea very quickly. And but here we go. The parish president, mayor president, Sharon Weston Broom, runs her cock holster through a megaphone, and she's calling the police everything but the child of God.
Mm-hmm.
Everything but the child of God. This woman here, she's the mayor of Baton Rouge, she's the parish president, but she's also the president of the Baton Rouge chapter of Black Lives Matter. Okay?
Yep.
And the chief of police that she had during the Alton Sterling incident, the chief of police that was over that, he refused to sign, you know, he refused to fire Officer Salomon behind that. So she put so much pressure on him, had the black community put so much pressure on this man that he resigned from being police chief in Baton Rouge, and she got her little whipping boy in there, her little ass kisser, and he ended up doing the dirty work. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, but Sheriff Sid Gotro is an elected official, and Sheriff Sid Gotro will pretty much tell her to kiss his white ass. You know, he's not obligated to do it, and he's been elected sheriff now. This is his third term as being elected sheriff. I hope he makes it a fourth term, because he is a very good sheriff. He is a very fair sheriff, and I've met him several times, and he is just the nicest person you ever wanted to meet, but he does do his job, and he makes sure his deputies do their job, and they do it properly. Not in 10 years, under an elected law enforcement official, has that sheriff's department came under any scrutiny or any scandals whatsoever since he took it over.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it makes sense, because we noticed a lot of these sheriffs that are elected officials do their jobs and everything, but these governors think, well, you have to do exactly what I tell you, so everyone knows.
Well,
no, you don't. I'm an elected official. I don't have to do what you tell me. You know.
And the sheriff up north in Milwaukee County, I think his last name is Clark. He's a black guy. He's a sheriff. I tell you what,
this guy here,
he has all the admiration and respect from me that I can muster. He is not afraid to get up on CNN or any of these fake news channels and tell them like it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is.
Yeah, I got to meet Sheriff Clark. He's actually pretty cool guy, and you know, and he's got more balls than he's right up there with President Trump. I mean, if he has to, he'll take you down, you know, and give him a reason. He'll take you down, you know, and everything. But the thing is that the sheriffs that, you know, I know Sheriff Cage up there pretty well, and you know, I actually
but
know
the
all
thing
the,
is,
all
the thing old, is, Joe, that the point I'm trying to make is that these municipalities, these mayors being allowed to appoint a chief of police is wrong. Is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The chief of police needs to be an elected official. He does not need to be the mayor's yes man.
Yep, and here's the thing people don't understand with that, Virgil, is that a sheriff has way more authority than state police. In some cases, and the mayors and governors know this, you know, and everything. So the sheriff, if the sheriff wanted to, they could walk right in and arrest the governor.
Well, hang on, that ain't exactly true.
No, that's
that ain't
not true.
Exactly true, though. It depends on your state constitution, and a lot of these left-wing states.
Well, I know
has changed that.
Here in Texas,
as it is in the Constitution, the county sheriff is the supreme law enforcement officer in that county. He can tell the Fed to get the fuck out. He can tell anybody to get the fuck out. All right. That's the kind of powers they have, and that's the way it should be, because it should be somebody that you know that the people elect, and Virgil hit the nail on the head with these yes-man chief of police that these mayors bring in and push through the city councils, and, you know, like here in Houston, hell, that's all Democrat, man. This is just one of the biggest liberal cesspools you could ever wade off into. And, I'm serious, man. I'm not kidding. But Virgil hit the nail on the head. My question is, where are the sheriffs in these places where you have the shit going on?
Right.
I mean, and then again, it's the population, too, all right? To talk about Washington State, I imagine every sheriff elected up there is a tree-hugging, knee-pad-wearing liberal, you know, because that's who lived there. So, you know, it's kind of a vicious cycle.
Yeah, that's
you see, in Louisiana, the only person that has the power to arrest a sheriff is the governor.
Exactly.
Okay.
Same in Texas.
Same in New Mexico.
But your sheriffs can come out and say, you know, and a lot of these sheriffs are coming out in Louisiana and saying, you know, Antifa's threatening to move into these rural areas and, you know, start going into subdivisions and looting and burning and destroying property and everything else. And they are warning them. They are warning them. Do not do that. Especially here in South Louisiana. That is a very, very, very bad idea. Because I would love to see 100 Antifa people descend on the town of Mamou, Louisiana. Mamou, Louisiana.
That'd be worth watching there.
Let me tell you something. As long as Mamou can get a supply of beer and bullets, let me tell you what. No, they don't hit the moonshine. They beer drink, beer and Crown Royal drinkers. And let me tell you something. These guys don't want to mess with these people. They don't want to mess with these people. The Black Panthers at one time had a beef against the Mamou Police Department. Okay? They had a beef against the Mamou Police Department, and they wanted to do an armed march through the city of Mamou.
Oh, okay? I remember that. That was a couple of years ago.
The chief of police said, no, we're not going to let you do it. And the people in the town said, raise 700 kinds of hell and said, yeah, let them come do it. Let them come do it. Let them march
right
through the streets. Let them come.
Right.
Please, let them come. They held a protest in front of the police station begging the police department to give them a permit and City Hall to give them a permit to march. They wanted them to. But they knew better. They knew what was going to happen. They knew what was going to happen. They would have got sprayed from every window in the street. No doubt about it. There is not a doubt in my mind. It would have been a massacre.
Oh, yeah. Same with the Antifa. If they would have pulled the same shit, these big southern cities and then towns and stuff, especially up here in Alabama and stuff like that. Ooh. Alligator food.
You know, we have a few representatives in our state legislature, in our state senate, and even in Washington. But the majority of representatives from the state of Louisiana, they are 100% behind a person defending themselves against these assholes that want to come through here and think they're going to take over and think they're going to terrorize people. I mean, it's not going to happen, people. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Okay? To loot a building, you got to get up close. To set it on fire, you got to get up close. You got boys here from Shreveport down to Fouchon that got bolt-action rifles, 270 Magnums, 30-odd sixes, 300 Remington Ultra Mags, I mean 300 Weatherbys, 7mm Magnums, 270 Magnums, Winchester Sharps, and these guys are hitting deer 300 yards off down a pipeline. You know, you ain't going to get close enough to the porta potty.
Right.
To do anything down here. So you best keep your ass up in Seattle, up in New York, out in California, and anywhere else up there, and stay the fuck out of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas.
Right.
You're going to get your fucking asses killed.
Speaking of guys, I got to ask you a question, Virgil. I've been shopping around looking at some riggers, and I found a nice rigger LR22 that I wanted to get. What do you think about those? Are those pretty good guns? Or?
Joseph, in your position, get you a Remington 870 pump shotgun. Get you a Remington 870 pump shotgun that takes the 3-inch magnum shells. Go buy you a couple of boxes of tungsten steel waterfowl shot. Cut them open, empty half of the waterfowl shot out, and get you a can of Drano cleanser and mix half tungsten shot and half Drano cleanser. Then you take a hot glue gun and you shut the end of the shell off that you cut off, okay? Mm-hmm. And when you shoot, you aim at the belly button. And I goddamn guarantee you that once the smoke gets through popping off of their ass and they go to pulling their pants off in the emergency room and their dick and nuts fall on the floor and Mr. Wang's got to get a hold of them for a month with a set of dull tweezers pulling them BBs out of their ass, they're going to think fucking twice about protesting again.
All right. Yeah, I've been looking at
pulling some shit.
As well. But the next gun I'm going to buy is going to be a Shockwave.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a Shockwave, and I'm going to tell you why, Russell. And I'm going to guarantee you're going to want to get one too once I hook this thing up. Once I show you. Okay. Remember the old antenna packs for the Prick 77s?
Yeah.
Okay. I brought one into Academy. And it just needs a little modification. You just have to cut a couple of the threads out inside of it. You got to turn it inside out. Guess what? You can take that thing and you can molly strap it to the back of your body armor, and it fits perfect. That Shockwave fits right there perfect under your right side. You take your right hand, you can draw that son of a bitch out faster than anything.
So I just wanted your opinions on it because, you know, I've been looking around at some guns that I can handle and stuff. But, hell, even Salt Rock works pretty good, too. So I've been hitting Salt Rock.
Rock Salt is pussy. Rock Salt is pussy. I'm telling you what I know. Take that tungsten, duck shot. That stuff will penetrate a steel plate, a piece of sheet metal, on a piece of roofing tin at 30 yards. At 30 yards, it'll turn it into a spaghetti silk. I'm serious. That tungsten shot, that steel duck shot does not play. It does not play. With a shotgun, you have a variety of unlimited ammunition. You know, you can go with the bird shot, with the lead bird shot. You can use lead bird shot, 3-inch magnum lead bird shot, goose shot. You know.
Yeah.
Years ago, the sheriff's departments around here used to carry 10 gauge ride guns, not 12, but 10 gauge ride guns. You ever seen what a goddamn 10-gauge will do to a vehicle? A 10-gauge? It'll drop the motor on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, it'll turn that sumbitch into Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
But, you know, in your position, my recommendation is a shotgun. They're not that expensive. There's a variety of them out there. You know, the 870 Remington has been around for a while. It's a very dependable gun. It's got interchangeable barrels. You can modify it. You can customize it. You can put all the bells and whistles on there, all you want. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, that would be the thing. It's just you have to get the one that take. Most of them take 3-inch magnum now. That's the one you want. Mm-hmm. You want the one that takes the 3-inch Magnum shells.
3-inch Magnum. Yeah, I'll look around. I've been looking around. I'll look around for those too and everything. But no, I was just looking online and stuff. And, you know, those kind of guns I love. That was one of the first guns I ever shot in the room. But, you know, but I tell you, no, just, I don't know, man. How do you see this playing? I'm starting to see a little bit of everything unraveling a little bit, but not too much, but it's starting to keep out. You know, what do you see?
Well,
Russell Virgil.
Go ahead, Russell.
Yeah, go ahead, Virgil. Okay. Well,
it's just, go ahead.
It's yeah, of course it's starting to unravel, especially if the shit turns out to be true up there in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody here, nobody who follows us over the years should be the least bit surprised, because we told them this is exactly what was coming, this is how
mm-hmm.
it was going to happen. And as I said back in December, man, the big push is on right now, and right now it's a toss up which way it's gonna go, man. It really is. I'm not 100% sure that we're gonna come out of this because of just straight up the lack of care or the lack of intestinal fortitude or whatever you want to call it as the American people to realize what's going on, stop denying it, and do what's necessary. Now, I could be full of shit, but that's my thought.
Well, you're not full of shit because they allowed this protest, this thing to take place in Jackson Square in New Orleans. And I guarantee you, 2,000 people showed up at this shit. 2,000 people at the least showed up at this shit. But now... now, every year, since the USS Kidd got put in Baton Rouge, okay, this is the first time in all these years that we're not going to have a 4th of July celebration at the USS Kidd because of COVID-19. You wasn't worried about COVID-19 with that fucking New Orleans protest. But you cancel the St. Patrick's Day parade in New Orleans, but that mayor down there, oh no, she didn't put the kibosh on that protest. Oh no. No,
it's
indeed
okay
not.
It's okay to protest and gather, but you can't have your functions.
Oh.
What? Well, that's bullshit. If they can't see that, you're all stupid.
It's all staged, people. It's all staged. It's part of a well-mastered plan. It's all staged, and you're falling for it hook, line, and fucking sinker.
Yeah.
And you're a bunch of fucking idiots.
Well, like my doctor said today, he's a true blue Democrat, but I think he's changing his mind now. He's like, you know, all these idiots. He goes, yes, I'm calling them idiots. He says, they fell for this. I go, well, Dr. Rowan, I go, me and my crew on my show, we talked about this for 5 years. I go, you've heard me talking to you back for many years. He goes, yes, I know. You know, he goes, but you're right.
You see,
well,
it's not only, it's not only.
Right on
it's, oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Barry.
You know, it's not that. It's not the Hillary investigation only. It's not this, that, and the other. You see, Harvey Weinstein is fixing to start talking. He's facing some serious time. He's fixing to start talking about all this pedophile ring in Hollywood. And that's going to implicate a lot of people. A lot of people. So, I mean, it's all left hand, right hand. If you create a bunch of chaos with the left hand, you can hide a battleship under the right hand. Nobody's going to fucking know about it. So open your eyes, people. You're being duped. You're being punked.
Yes, you are. And that's just, it's hard just to go on and on because basically what we're doing is repeating ourselves because we told y'all this years ago. We told y'all this years ago. We told y'all this months ago. We told y'all this last week. And here we are again doing the same thing. And what's anybody doing? Nothing. There is nobody standing up. Not state government, not local government, not county, parish, whatever you call that shit, wherever you live. Nobody, absolutely no one is standing up, inclusive of our fucking military. Who, I don't know about this chief of staff or whoever he is that was talking to Nancy Pelosi. I mean, obviously, we're riddled with traitors throughout our military, too, from the way it looks. But, I mean, we can sit here and tell you this over and over again. You've been told, you've been warned. And I'm like Virgil, man. When push comes to shove, I don't give a fuck how hungry you are. I don't give a fuck how hungry your kids are. And if you think you're going to, if you think you're going to come into my house or my property to rob me, to take what you think you're going to take or whatever, it's not going to turn out well, people. Y'all been told,
right.
You've been told to prepare, you've been told what was coming, you were told what it was going to take to stay a free country, and you know what? There you go. You're sitting on your butts waiting for the few to carry the load again. And guess what, man? We're tired. We've been carrying you motherfuckers for 240-plus years, all right? We're fucking tired. Time for you to stand up and do your part.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen. And to any law enforcement people that are listening out there, okay, now when – When your armed militia showed up, when your for real militia show up in these type of situations, okay, you just got to remember, fellas, we're on your side. You know, we're on your side. You know, when you come and you get aggressive with us and you want to arrest us and you want to run us off and tell us we can't have our guns at a protest and whatever like that, you know, you're hurting yourselves. You're hurting yourselves. You see, my advice to the police departments, okay, in the position you're in right now, you're in a no-win situation. So you got nothing to lose, okay? When you see these militia members showing up at these protests, you know, to protect property and this, that, and the other, and protect themselves and protect other people, treat us like a UFO sighting. Okay, you saw something, but you don't know exactly what you saw. Okay?
Right.
Because push come to shove, brothers. You know, if you're wearing that badge, push come to shove, chances are we're both going to be shooting in the same direction if the shit comes down. So, you know, it benefits you to work with us, and we'll work with you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because they're men outmanned and outnumbered, and they need all the help they can get. You know.
Well, in truth of the matter is, Virgil made a very valid point there, and you're right. Your constitutional militia, the guys who have been working at this, prepping, preparing, and training, we support law enforcement 100%. Now, that's not including idiots like we had up there in Minneapolis, if that even really did happen, all right? But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the everyday guys going out there to earn a paycheck, feed their families, keep the peace, you know? And I'm really tired of hearing people go, well, they enforce unconstitutional laws. Well, motherfucker, let me tell you something there, Mr. Pia sitting on your throne there looking down. Every time you go to buy a new weapon, every time you go renew your CCL license, whatever the case may be, every time you do, you take a knee to the same law. So don't sit there and judge somebody else because you're complying with them too, all right?
So I don't want to hear that fucking argument. But we've got these guys back, and I guarantee you, if I ride down the road and I see a sheriff in a buy an ambush or something, guess what? I'm coming to the day. You know, city police, whatever. But the police department, the police departments have bought into this bullshit. And then you got like the ATF and E now. They're sending out bulletins and flyers about, oh, these guys in Hawaiian t-shirts, they're boogaloo or igloo, and they're a danger to police officers. So, and yes, and you can't blame them for sending out that message. You know why? Because these goofy motherfuckers are all over fucking Facebook in their Hawaiian shirts talking shit. Oh, the cops are evil and da-da-da-da-da and this and that, and the government this and that, and yada-yada like that. They're idiots, all right? They're not part of any legitimate movement whatsoever. I'm going to call them what they are. They're fucking media whores, all right? That's all they are.
That's right. That's right. And one mistake that guys make when they go out there and they battle rattle and everything else, And their hearts are in the right place. Okay? Here's where you make your number one mistake. Number one mistake. When you run up on law enforcement, okay, and you're facing them face to face with your battle rattle, that appears to be a threat. Okay? That is the appearance of a threat. If you turn around and turn your backs to them, and look in the same direction they're looking, where they don't consider you a threat anymore. They consider you an ally. So, you know, don't go to these things and face off with the cops, you know, stand in front of the cops face to face. You stand and you look in the same direction they're looking at, and that way you eliminate a lot of the threat factor that you may promote. You know, it's just It's just simple little things like that that can avoid a major confrontation with law enforcement. And I'm telling you this because this is what I'm being told. I'm being told. You know, it's like two pit bulls nose to nose growling at each other. You know.
Well, Virgil, look at that old man that was pushed by the two cops. He got in their faces. He was a threat. And they had the right to shove him out of the way. They didn't have to resign. I saw the video.
They could have walked around that old man. That old man wasn't in enough good shape to whip his way out of a wet paper bag with two butcher knives.
And I agree with Virgil on that wholeheartedly. There is no way in hell that old man was a threat. He was unarmed. Right. He was just an old dude out there. There was no reason to shove him like that, you know, stuff like that. You know, fucking handcuffing to a fucking light pole or something, you know.
Right. You got to see the cop side, too, on this whole thing. They're frustrated. They're like, you know, what the fuck, you know, and everything. I see that part. But you guys are not agreeing with what you guys are saying.
Let me tell you.
Issues are high. Issues are high, brother. Issues are high with the police department right now.
Well, let me tell you something right now, man. And anybody can tell you, the last thing you want to be, and Virgil can testify to this, I know he can, the last thing you want to be in a battle or a firefight, whatever you choose to call it, is anger. Okay? Yeah. When you're angry, you're not focused. All right? You're not taking in the whole picture. And I'm sorry, if you want to call yourself a warrior, you want to call yourself professional, when you're in that situation, you cannot let anger step in there. And anger and frustration is no excuse for someone who's supposed to be a professional law enforcement officer.
That is correct. You know, when you get in a confrontation situation and you got to let the widowmakers fly, okay, you cannot let anger and you cannot let frustration get in your way. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to get mad dog fighting mean. There's a big difference.
There's a big difference.
You know, you got to stay focused. You got to stay focused. You know, and a lot of guys, I try to tell them, okay, you know, okay, this shooting center mass at the chest, okay. Every swinging dick has got some kind of body armor now on when they go to these protests. They go to these protests. So you got to change your tactics a little bit. You got to change up a little bit, okay? And my philosophy to them is the same philosophy that the Russians had with the Mosin rifle, okay? The Mosin rifle has a reputation of being a 1,000-yard rifle, 7.62x54R round. It's a very powerful round. It'll knock a buffalo down. Okay, but the way they trained their soldiers during World War II, they trained them to aim for the buckles, the belt, the buckles on the uniforms of the Nazi soldiers, and it guaranteed a kill every time. Okay, you aim right below that body armor at the belly button. You aim right at the belly button. Guarantee you. In that space right there, you've got at least 12 inches or more. You've got two carotid arteries in each leg. You hit either one of them carotid arteries 5 minutes, that son of a bitch is dead. He done bled to death. You aim for the belly button. Fall to your knee, aim for the belly button. And I guarantee you, he is going down. He is going down. If you're shooting green tips, it's a through and through round. You hit him right under the belly button. You're going right into his abdomen, right back to his spine. He's going to be crippled. That round is going to cut his spine dead in half and leave a hole big as a baseball in the back of it, because the bone is going to explode. Okay? Change up your tactics. Learn from your enemies. Use the same tactics that they use, because I'm going to tell you what, don't have any mercy on them, because they are not going to have any mercy on you.
Exactly.
You know, that's a valid point.
Look now, these writers aren't having
Go ahead, any Russell.
Mercy.
Hold up, Joseph.
Go ahead, Russell.
Like you said, Virgil was making a valid point there. You know, we're told all the time that violence isn't the answer, and this or that. I've gone through the whole spiel about, the Bible says you're not supposed to kill. No, that's not what the fucking Bible says. The Bible says you're not supposed to commit murder. Killing's different. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that if a man breaks into your house to harm you, your family, or steal your stuff, it is not a blood sin to kill him. Now, he takes off, and you grow a set of balls the next morning and go hunting down and shoot him. Well, then that's revenge, and you cross that line. And when it comes to tactics, there is nothing set in stone ever. Your tactics have to be the best way to do it is watch rainwater. Watch rainwater hit dry ground and as you wet. Watch what the water does. What does it do? It takes the path of least resistance. And your tactics have to be fluid all the time. You cannot have nothing set in stone. All right? And the most important thing a warrior needs to be able to do, and this goes back to the point Virgil made a while ago, is the most important enemy that a warrior has to beat is himself. All right? That gets back to you can't be angry. You can't run on hate. You have to stay calm, cool, collected, focus on the mission. when it's all said and done, then you got time to sit back and think things through. But you cannot let anger, frustration become a part of it. You've got to know.
In other words,
you've got to know your limits, and you've got, and as well as you know yourself and your limits, you have to know your enemy that well. And if you don't, you're going to be fucked every time.
In other words, what you guys are saying is self-discipline. Am I correct?
And not only that, when you apply tactics, okay, Russell's on one end, I'm on the other. Okay, Russell, what you got on your end? Give me some eyes on. I'll tell you what I got on my end. Okay, we'll come up with a plan. You set up east to west. I'm gonna set up north to south. And when we get these son of a bitches in a box, we're gonna knock them down. Okay, that's tactics. Okay, that not only preserves your life and the life of your team, but that sends a psychological message to your enemy. You see, psychological warfare can be just as deadly as armed warfare.
Yeah.
It can win a many a battle. When you psych your enemy out, let me tell you something. When you underestimate your opponent, right then and there, before the first shot is fired, you lost half the battle.
Exactly.
Never underestimate your enemy. Never underestimate your enemy.
Oh, that's why I always put out there, Virgil, don't underestimate and tip for these other groups, because they're real bad prepared as you are.
And learn to improvise. Learn to improvise. Okay? Learn to improvise. Okay, the most deadliest weapons that you have at your disposal are not in a pawn shop. They're not in the gun shops. They're right there in the hardware store, believe it or not. Those are the deadliest weapons you got. You just got to use a little common sense and improvisation, and I can guarantee you what you get out of those hardware stores, you can knock a building down with them if you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, guys, it's that time. So
you know,
not that I'm
advertising, go out and do this. Okay? Not that I'm advertising. But you can go on the internet, Dixie Gun Works, whatever, and you can order 100 foot of green cannon fuse. Okay? Now, not advocating anybody do this now, but let's say if someone were to go get some 2-inch pipe fittings from the hardware store, pack that son of a bitch full of gunpowder, rig that fuse to it, and duct tape it around a fucking propane tank. Boy, we're talking about some good boom now, Daddy.
Right.
So learn to improvise, people. Learn to improvise.
Right. Or you can pour 4 bottles of liquid Drano in a gasoline tank and see what happens.
You know, and I'm going to tell you something, a tactic that works good. Russell, you might want to try this next time you go to your little training thing. Okay. In your hand, in a hand-to-hand combat test, okay? Get when a fellow's facing you and he's got a weapon, doesn't matter whether it's a knife, pistol, or whatever, okay? And you got your hands up, all right? All you got to do is look to the side, either side a little bit, and say, "Holy shit, look at the titties on that bitch," and I guarantee you he's going to turn around and give you the opportunity to pop the living fuck out of him.
Right.
Try it, Russell.
Right.
Try it. Try it next time.
I will.
Well, guys, just you want to continue, or do you want to shut it down for the night? Or
I'm gonna shut it down for the night. I'm working on some applications and this, that, and the other, and doing some online stuff, so I got to try and get this truck hired on somewhere.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll go ahead and sign off. We'll come back on Thursday. We'll see what else happens between now and then. And I'll tell you what. We'll see all be safe out there and everything. And we'll see you Thursday night. Good night,
okay.
Everybody.
All righty. Appreciate it. Thank y'all. Good night, America.
Good night, America.